Tom Rockliffe is officially a power player after Brisbane refused to match Port Adelaide's offer. He's played 154 games and joins us now to discuss that. Tom, welcome to the show and welcome to Adelaide.
Hey, how you going, guys? Thank you.
Yeah,
we're looking forward to it.
Great. We're looking forward to it as well. Hey, let's start with the decision you had to make first and foremost. That was to leave Brisbane. You've been there a number of years. Was that a difficult one?
Yeah, absolutely. I think when you've been in a system and anywhere, I think any job for 9 years, I think it's always a tough decision. And with a new baby as well, my partner, Shana, and I, was always going to be a tough decision, but one that we're really happy about and one that we're confident was the right one in the end for us.
You had a number of suitors. Why did you choose Port Adelaide? What were the things that really steered you to Adelaide?
A number of factors. It wasn't necessarily one thing that attracted us to Port Adelaide. In the end, a little bit of security, obviously, with the family. That's the most important thing. So to get a four years where we were really excited by, and they seem like a really good family club, and they're obviously pretty well situated at the moment. They've obviously played finals this year. Obviously, they were a little bit disappointed with how it finished, but I think any time you play at Port Adelaide Oval and playing in Brisbane for so many years, you're sort of out of the AFL spotlight a little bit. So to get over there and play home games at Adelaide Oval in front of 50,000, and there's no more passionate supporters than Port Adelaide supporters. I've been on the other end of it, so I can't wait to be on the good side of it over there. So there was, as I said, a number of factors that went into the decision, and spoke to a few people that lived in Adelaide and decided that was the best spot for us to move as a family and hopefully for footy reasons as well.
So, Tommy, did you have a previous connection with anyone from the Port Adelaide Football Club?
Oh, I know a few of the guys, only through like the international rules and so on, but throughout the process, I felt like I got on really well with Ken Hinckley, and he seems like a very good coach, pretty upfront and honest, and obviously, being from Camperdown in country Victoria, I'm a country boy myself. I think we built a relationship in those couple of meetings, and Travis Oak obviously spent a little bit of time with him in the lead up, and they sort of probably got me over the line in the end when I came over to do my medical and talked me through their position and where they see themselves as a football club and hopefully what I can bring to them as a group.
Yeah, we're a little bit biased here, but we think Kenny's an absolute ripper. You wouldn't get a more honest gentleman than him. You mentioned about your body. You had some post-season surgery. How's that?
Yeah, the shoulder's getting there. I'm only sort of 3 weeks post-op, so obviously I'll be a little bit modified before Christmas and into the new year, but confident that I'll be ready for round one and when the games roll around. So there's not much you can do from a rehab point of view at the moment, but at this stage, everything went well in the surgery.
Now, you're not going to get porky, are you, Tommy? Now, you had your weight critiqued a few times before.
No, I don't think so. It's always something that I've got to look at and manage throughout my career. And
so it's genuinely been a problem, has it? I know there's a bit of scrutiny 1 year, but have you struggled with your weight right throughout your career?
Yeah, I think there's certainly different body types, and Big would know.
No, I sympathise. I like the way you did that.
Well, I hope you don't have the same eating habits as Bix, though. It's like a pig in a trough.
It's, as I said, some blokes can look at KFC and put on skin folds, and other blokes can eat it every day and not put on any. So unlucky for me that I drew the short straw with that end, but I'm really confident that the program that's in place at Port Adelaide and the recruits that they've had over the past few years, that all of them seem to have played better football there. So I feel like my best footy is still in front of me.
Look, I guess you're known as a great player around stoppage. You must be licking your lips at the thought of doing some work to Paddy Ryder as well. We know he had a sensational year this year. And the fact that often when you're in really good form at Brisbane, you attract the best, you know, sort of stopping player against you. With Port Adelaide, with the deep midfield that they have, you may get a bit less attention in that area as well.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to working with the guys, and obviously Paddy, an outstanding ruckman, and to perform the way he did this season after having 12 months off, I'm really excited, and I think next year he could probably go to another level. And obviously there's so much good midfield depth there at Port Adelaide that I think we can be very dangerous around stoppages, but also forward. I think all of us have that ability to impact the scoreboard as a forward, but also have a real impact around the stoppage. And as you know, that you need numerous players to go through the midfield these days, and hopefully I can add some more depth to that.
So, Tommy, when do you move down full-time, and have you spent much time in South Australia before?
No, I haven't spent a great deal of time down there. I think the boys return towards the back end of November, so I'll try and get there in the middle of November. Obviously, a few things to tidy up here before we move down, and hopefully find somewhere to live before we get down there. So, yeah, there's a little bit of water to go under the bridge there, but around mid-November, I think I'll be down there.
Just mentioned off the top, you played 154 games. I couldn't believe it. I looked and you haven't played in a final yet. So the opportunity to come to a team that has, at the moment, genuine finals aspirations must be a really exciting thing to look forward to.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's why you play footy, is to play in those big games. And if that opportunity, as you know, there's no guarantees in footy these days, and the competition's so even. So hopefully we can perform at a high level throughout the season 2018 and push for finals and hopefully win a couple of finals along the way.
And just think, Tommy, you could have played with Charlie Cameron if you stayed there next year. Now you've got Robbie Gray and Chad Wingard.
Yeah, I'm very happy and excited by the decision I've made.
Hey, Tom, congratulations on the decision that you've made. It looks to be a really sound one. We wish you all the best when you get down here. We'll certainly hope to talk to you a number of times throughout the year. And, yeah, we wish you all the best for that. Get that shoulder right, get into pre-season training, and have a good year.
Thanks for that, guys.
There we go.
Good
Tom,
on you, Tommy.
Tom Rockliffe.
I'm not known for my outlandish comments, no. Bix, but he'll win the BNF next year.
Oh, come on.
I don't think you realise how good he is, seriously.
Well,
he is a gun.
I know. Oh, look, he's a very good player. This is what I will say, though. When you're at Brisbane and you're the number one midfielder, you will be in the slot to receive
definitely
a lot of stoppages. Now, at one stage, before he got injured, he was leading the AFL stoppage count by a long way, daylight second. When he gets to Port Adelaide, part of the attraction will be that'll be shared around a bit. So I don't think, even though he's averaging, say, 10 or 11 clearances a game at Brisbane, don't expect him to average 10 or 11 at Port Adelaide because they share the load.
All right, then. Well, I'm happy to have 10 of the 15 Balfour's pies and pastas you eat every day on that, okay?
I'm happy to take whatever you want, and we'll chuck a couple of coffees in there as well. I might load up on that one. That was Tom Rockliffe. He's our guest. He's headed to Port Adelaide. That is official right now. That is a very good signing for Port, and it's exciting if you're a Port fan to think what that midfield combination looks like.
Port Adelaide voting system rewards consistency of effort for their best and fairest.
Okay.
He'll be right up there.